visit us, Lord, as we pray for you. We pray that your anointing rest upon you, your truth.
Let it be spoken by the Spirit of truth, not by the cunning devices of man. Let it be done according to your will, Father. That every word will be judged, every action and every deed. That it may correct the hearts of your people. It is thine truth. We bless you today. We thank you. I praise you for all things. For you are mighty and worthy. In the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb, we bless you, Yahweh, forevermore. And the saints declare it with a hearty hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. What a wonderful day that Yahweh has granted unto us. We can actually come into His presence, into His house. He's given us the power to lift up our hands and our voices unto Him, to exalt Him. Now every kind of God is being exalted today. I was thinking about the Olympias, or the Olympiads, and the gods of the Olympia, very powerful, strong beings, powers of darkness that have fallen from the glory of heaven. They deceive themselves because they will not adhere to the counsel of Almighty Yahweh. We're living in a generation whereby there is truly no God in the sense that every man has chosen his own path. It's what he thinks. It is what he believes. It is what I feel. It is my understanding. I don't think it's that. I don't like that. Well, I haven't been taught that. So they have not the Spirit of Yahweh. For the sure identity of that anointing, because He will lead you into all truth. But that's what the Spirit does. He leads us into all truth. And it is most urgent in this hour that we be filled with the Ruah of Yahweh, that we have His Spirit. Because He will not lead us astray from the laws and the prophets, for Messiah fulfill all of them. He will not lead us into a strange doctrine that bring about some kind of diminishing of His power and whom He truly is. And the doctrines today, they all do that. They don't identify the Father. They have no acknowledging of the Father. They have bestowed their titles upon Him. Yet Yahweh calls Shaltan the same thing. If this profound truth is hidden from you, it is because the God of this earth, of this world, hath blinded your eyes. And that is what He has done. He has blinded the eyes or the spiritual insight of many today. And He has used religion as the blinding seals. But they cannot see beyond the religious props. They can't see beyond the ordination of their religious ideas. Yahweh never intended for it to be that way. Messiah came to reveal unto us the profound attributes of the Father, that we may walk in the strength of that Spirit and not incur the cursed or the accursed things in our lives. The Scripture talks about the accursed one, the cursed one, and the accursed things. Now, Shaltan has a power, and he has manipulated the minds of many. Scripture tells us that. He is the cursed one. He is the accursed thing. When a man procures the curse of Yahweh upon him, then woe unto him. His house is cursed. His children are cursed. And everything that he touches, it is cursed. Now, I know how our natural minds think. I will show us what Scripture says. You tell me whether it is a lie or the truth. You say you believe everything in the book. When it deals with you personally, when it deals with your gods, then you began to reject that. We have built up our places, our high groves, those that which we think esteems above the very power of the truth of Yahweh. And we say, well, that doesn't apply to them. It's not applicable. What a wickedness. What an erroneous judgment. For me to judge you one way or to judge my son one way, yet I judge your son another way. For you to judge your daughter one way and yet you judge someone else's daughter another way. Do you not know that that's the spirit of hypocrisy and deceit? These are the powers of hell. There's only one judgment. And the judgment is according to truth. That's what the judgment of Yahweh is, according to truth. Then we must find out what the truth of Yahweh is. If this judgment is according to truth, we must find out what is truth is. It's not according to our feelings or emotions, but it's according to truth. It's according to what He has spoken, He has said, He has commanded us by His laws, and there are statutes and ordinances that we must walk in, then our judgment will be precise as His judgment. Be no altering of our judgment. The man has gone beyond that. He said to Yahweh, it is not appropriate for me, or for those that dwell under my covenants. He established their own covenants, whereby Yahweh is not a part of their rituals. It is not about a religious ritual, has no power, has no anointing to free them from the shackles that bind them to things that produce no life at all. There's only one thing that produces life, and that is the truth. The living word of Yahweh. Nothing else produces life. Nothing at all. That is a life-giving source. It is the power to quicken and to make alive. Nothing else can bring about the life of the power of Yahweh, that of a man's soul. So what He has allowed man to do because they rejected Him. This is the truth. He has given them over to worship the hosts of the heavens. Every kind of God there is, they're worshiping them. The black God is different than the white God. The white God is different than the Jewish God. Say what you will, say what you may. The Smith family God is different than the Roberts family God. The Wagner God is different than the Joneses God. The Robinson God is different than the Miller's God. Say what you will. That is just the fact. That is the truth. Why? Because it is one thing about the Roberts God. He is going to be concerned with the Roberts. He's going to save the Roberts. He's going to look after the Roberts. Our prayers for the Roberts. It pertains to the Roberts. And that is just the truth. If India can have 350 million gods, then how many of you think there are in America? There are 350 million. There are 200 million gods in America. That is the number of people in this nation. And they all have their own gods. For He has given them up to the hosts of the heavens. Why? Because they've rejected His truth. And that's the truth, saints. These vile, evil, seductive doctrines today, they cater, they pamper, they pander to the flesh. There's nothing to do with removing that spot in one's heart. They cannot see the mighty power of Almighty Yahweh. And so the God of the Smiths, there is no interaction with the God of the Roberts. Because the Roberts or the Robert clan is important unto the Roberts God. We've made our own gods. We've esteemed our names. We've esteemed our heritage. And there is only one heritage with Yahweh. The call, the faithful, the chosen of Yahweh. Those are the only ones. He's not going to say those are the Roberts clan. He's going to say that one that He has called, chosen, and elected to bear His name in their forehead. Now this is a generation that is cursed. I will show you according to scripture why. I will show you the spirit of this generation and the nature of this generation according to scripture. We don't want to think that we walk under the destructive power of that curse. We don't want to believe that our sons and our daughters or our kinsmen are given over unto that diabolical scheme of hell, whereby they have procured the curse of Yahweh upon them. Now Yahweh has not changed from the old to the new. He has not. He is the same today. Was the old yesterday? It was yesterday. And forevermore He is the same. And He does not change at all. He does not change. There's no variance or shadows of changing in Yahweh. Now what religion has done, it has changed Him. But He hasn't changed. Religion has changed Him to make Him fitting for their doctrines and their little seductive matters. But He hasn't changed. He is the same. He has not changed. His name has not changed. His character has not changed, nor has His identity changed one bit at all. Now we have changed Him. Make Him fitting through our own perceptions and our own presumptions that we are haste to do things without receiving the warnings of doing those things. So that's why this is a presumptuous generation. And because of that, they have procured a curse upon it. I want to begin reading in Scripture. Yokohana, John chapter 8. John 8, Yokohana chapter 8. I want to start in verse 38. You tell me whether this is the truth or not. It says in Yokohana 8:38, and it ought to be indicated by red writing in the text that you are reading from. Is that so? I will read what it says from the text. Messiah began to speak. He said, I speak that which I have seen, or the things that proceed forth or from my Father. The things that I speak, they are not things that I have conjured in some natural carnal mind to speak them, to bring some kind of appeasement or satisfaction to the Yodimed or the Gentiles at all. Now I cannot speak anything unless it comes forth out from my Father. He identifies His Father. Well, there is one that is His Father. Now the Son must come from the Father. The Father does not come from the Son. He said, I've come forth of the things that I speak. They proceed from my Father. He said, now you do that which you have seen or proceed from your fathers. He said, the things that you do them because they've been taught unto you traditionally by your fathers. And so as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, those things and the fathers that came after them, you do those things because they proceed from your fathers. But I do the things that proceedeth or come forth out of Yahweh. Has nothing to do with me or what I think. It's what the Father has commanded and spoken. So I speak those things that I know that they are truth. I will not allow this natural body of mine to interfere with that or to bring something in that is contrary to truth. And that is summation of what Messiah said. That is what He said. The things that I tell you, they do not proceed out of my heart, but it is of the heart of the Father. These are the things that I speak to you. Now the things that you speak, you have seen your fathers practice those things. It has been inherent in your life. And so you do those things. And that's what He said. That's what He implied unto them. And then they, in their arrogance, they answered and said unto Him, Abraham is our father. Joshua said unto them, look at the boasting. Abraham is my father. So He said unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But what are the works of Abraham? It's in Scripture what his works are. Now I want you to hold that, because I want to show you the works of Abraham. Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 26, and verse 5. I want to read that. These are the words of Abraham. Genesis, Bereshit, chapter 26, verse 5. I'm laying the parameter so that we will not walk in this accursed spirit that has gone forth today. These are the powers of darkness. When a man disobeys Yahweh, he's walking under an accursed anointing. He says in Genesis 26, verse 5, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, and my statutes, and my laws. Now those are the works of Abraham. He kept the statutes of Yahweh. He kept the commands of Yahweh. He kept the charge of Yahweh. And he kept the laws of Yahweh. He said, if you are of the seed of Abraham, now that is what this wicked generation said. We are the blessed seed of Abraham. Yet Abraham kept the charge of Yahweh. He kept the laws of Yahweh. He kept the doctrine of Yahweh. Now how can that be? How can that be? They say they are walking under the spiritual blessings of Abraham, and yet they do not keep the spiritual law. Joel said that the law is not carnal, but it is spiritual. He said, I am carnal soul unto death. The law is spiritual. So if they are the offsprings of Abraham, then why do not they do the works of Abraham? Why don't they do those works? Because they are not of the seed of Abraham. They're the powers of darkness. They're the seed of darkness. There must be a children of light and a children of darkness. It has to be because Scripture says that. And we better identify whether we're walking under the delusion of darkness, or we've been led by the light. And the only thing we have today is Scripture. We get it before our face, before Yahweh. You spend less time in folly and frivolity. And began to truly cry unto the Father. You will not be confused. You will not walk in doubt. It's because you spend all your time catering and pampering the flesh. This is a generation that denies the commands of Yahweh. He tells us to study. And your strength that you that live here is because you're constantly reminded of that. And the world it never reminds you of that. This religious whore never tells you that. It never shows you your sins and the blots that have filled your life, the blemishes. She never does that. She doesn't do that. This religious whore doesn't do that at all. You can walk in your fall and your sins and it's all right. There is an accursed thing and there is an accursed one. And whomever he touches, the house and the whole thing is cursed. That is the truth. Now those are the works of Abraham. You want to do the works of Abraham, then you got to obey the voice of Yahweh. He obeyed his voice. He kept the charge that he gave unto him. When it was time to offer up his son, he went to offer him up. And don't tell me that there were no laws in that day, because he kept the laws of Yahweh. The laws were before Abraham. They were before the earth ever was formed. So this is not something new. Yahweh is the same. He has never changed. He will never change throughout eternity because he is eternal. He has no beginning. And he has no end. Now that is hard to express, but that's just him. Verse 40. But now, he said, you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth. He did not just tell them the truth, he told them the truth. He said, I'm a man that hath told you the truth. How could he tell them, listen to me, saints, and we're not ignorant. How could he speak anything to those Yorbins unless it was according to Scripture? He could not bring in some strange doctrine, for they would have killed him. So he would have been a heretic. So what did he tell them that was truth? Now we need to find out what he spoke unto them, because he said, I have told you the truth, which I have heard of Yahweh. He said, this did not Abraham do. He said, the truth that I bring forth unto you, it is the application and the principles of the spiritual law of Yahweh. He said, Abraham did not do that. He taught you rituals. He taught you certain laws and things that did not produce any life at all. It produced death. When a man sinned under the law before two or three witnesses, then it brought death unto that man. That is what it produced. He said, now I brought you an excellent of that knowledge, that you may know Yahweh, because I am the truth of the Father. I am the word that has been made flesh. Abraham, he heard the voice of Yahweh. He did what he said. He did what he commanded him to do. So we must understand what that truth is. Now, I want to take this a little farther. I will show you what that truth is. He says in verse 41, you do the deeds of your father. He identified that they have a father. Did not say fathers here, did it? He said, you do the deeds of your father. Then say they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Now, I don't believe they said even Yahweh, because I don't believe the Yahdians used that name in their ritualistic way. He said, even Elohim, even he is our father. Messiah said unto them, he said this now, if, peradventure, if Yahweh were your father, if he was your father, you would, first of all, love me. Now folks say, oh, I love Jesus. Now how can you love him unless Yahweh is your father? How can you love the Messiah? Because he spoke of nothing but his father. He brought honor unto his father. He esteemed the name of his father. He said, if Yahweh was your father, he would love me. You will love me. Why? Because that is what the law says. To love Yahweh with all your heart, soul, mind, and your strength. He said, you will love me. For I come out of, that is what he said. I came out of the Father, and now I am here. If you knew Yahweh, you would love me. He said, I came not of myself, but he sent me. Neither came I of myself, but he. Did he not identify that he was sent? But he sent me. Well, who is the one that sent him? There's one that sent him. And they want to know, who is the one that sent you? You say you came to reveal truth. Now, who is the one that sent you? He said, Yahweh sent me. My father sent me. He said, why do you not understand my speech? Or why can you not understand what I say? You don't understand my speech. Now, I want you to mark that in your text, because I will show you why they don't understand his speech as I go forth, all right? I'll get back to this. There are quite a few things I want to touch on today. I do want to take my time and be deliberate, but I'm a preacher. He said, why? Now, why? Why do ye not? It's not that they understood. He said, you don't even understand my speech or my language. The way I talk, you cannot even comprehend it. He said, even because, why? You cannot hear my word. Now, that's the reason why you can't hear the word of Yahweh. There's a reason why your heart is hardened up, and your mind is shut from hearing the word of Yahweh. He said, you cannot hear my word. The things that I say, they come from the Father. Everything that I say, I've seen it of my Father. My Father has spoken it unto me. Now, that's what he said in verse 38. He said, everything that I say, everything that I speak, it has come forth from my Father. Now, the reason you can't hear my word, because you can't hear the Father. You cannot receive what I say, because it is what the Father commands and what he speaks. Men say today they hear him. Yeah, they cannot hear him. Because Messiah said, you cannot understand my speech Because you do not even understand what I'm saying. Your understanding is dull. You have no ability to hear me because I speak the things what the Father says. And because Yahweh speaks these things, because He is speaking these things, you reject that. Because you did not do the works of Abraham, because he obeyed the voice. That is what Scripture says. He obeyed the voice of Yahweh. Not the personage of Yahweh, he obeyed the voice. That is what Scripture says. Because Abraham obeyed the voice of Yahweh. They didn't even know that that was the voice of Yahweh. Messiah said, these words that I speak, they're not my words, but they're the words of the Father. And yet they say they love their Father. Men say today, I love God. I believe they love God. I believe they love their gods. I don't think they have the fullness of understanding of whom Yahweh is, like we all have walked in darkness in time past. We all have been blinded. Every last one of us. Now I will show you something in Scripture when you say, no, I have never walked like that. I will show you what you're walking in. I will show you. I got an answer for all those questions today, all right? Your response in your spirit. The way you respond in your natural mind, I got an answer for that. I will show you why you respond like that too. It's in Scripture. It's in Scripture. He goes on to say in verse 44. Now this is the crux of what I want to emphasize today, this verse here. He says, ye are of your father. Teacher, instructor. Is that not what he says? He said, ye are of your father. And he identifies who he is. He calls him the devil. Does it say that in the text you're reading? He said, you are of your father, the devil. He said, first of all, and the lust of your father ye will do. The lust, the greed, the covetousness of your father you will do. Why? He was a murderer. He despised the brotherhood of Yahweh. A man that hates his brother is a murderer. He did not kill, he was a murderer. And law says, thou shalt not murder. Do not commit murder. And Scripture did not say that he was a killer, but he was a murderer from the beginning. And so from the beginning, he broke the laws of Yahweh. He had to break the laws of Yahweh. There had to be laws. I will show you in Scripture, saints. We have been one of the most gullible people on the face of the earth. We are an ignorant people. We are full of pride. We don't want to identify our shortcomings, our inability to understand. Because pride, because we're so ignorant, is the ignorance of our pride that hinders us from going into that excellent place whereby there's truly fellowship with the Father and Son. Not the fellowship of your natural mind. Or those that you perceive important. They are the important ones. Nothing else. Nothing else. He identified his character. He was first of all a murderer. Do not commit murder. He was a murderer from the beginning. And look at this now. And he lived or abode. He did not trust. He abode not in the truth. David declared that thou art near Yahweh. Is he near to your heart? Is he near you? Are you sure he is near you? He said, and all of thy commandments are truth. When a man has the commandments of Yahweh in his heart, he is near him. When a man rejects that, he is not near that man. I know what you call him being near. Because you get some kind of little goosebumps. It's one thing that Brother James said tonight. You will know that there is a tremendous anointing of his field. Why? Because there it is according to his principles or his laws or he commands us to do. He said, thou art near Yahweh, for all of thy commandments are true. All of them. If this world will not keep the commandments of Yahweh, they walk in the lies of deception, and they say that he is near. That is not so, my friend. I will show you in Scripture. All of his laws are true and righteous. He is near them that do what he says. I want to read this verse. It says in Psalms, I know what it says. I want you to hear it. Psalms 119 and 142. It says this, thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness. Can I ask you all a question? Will you answer this emphatically, honestly? Is the righteousness of Yahweh an everlasting righteousness? Is he just right today and his righteousness not right tomorrow? Is this righteousness everlasting? Is this righteousness everlasting? So it said that your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and thy law is the truth. Now how could his righteousness be everlasting? Why? Because his law is the truth. His law never changed. He judged all things according to the law. That's why he has an everlasting righteousness. He cannot go against his law. That's his immutability. He cannot lie. He gave us two commandments to love him with all the love of our neighbors. So he can't lie. And if his righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, Psalms 119, 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Messiah said, but now you seek to kill me, a man that had told you the truth. He said, you seek to kill me and I've told you the truth. And you are seeking to kill me. I told you the truth, not some partial truth, but the emphatic truth. You can't add anything to it. You see, that's the death of man today because they're trying to add to what Yahweh says. Now, that doesn't mean just for the book of Revelation. Any man that will add to this prophecy or take from this prophecy, that the plague, he says, shall be added unto that man in his name. Or there will be no remembrance of him in the Lamb's book, in the book of life. His name shall be taken out. So that doesn't just mean the Revelation. All scripture, every scripture was given by inspiration of Yahweh. They wrote them, holy men wrote them, as the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon them. They did not speak what they wanted to speak. They spoke what he commanded them to speak. And that's why Shaitan had done all he could. Because he knows that man is full of vanity. He's a worthless, vile, evil thing. He is. He's a creature of dust. He's a beastly thing. He has used them. He has used men to try to destroy the very life of Yahweh. That's why Messiah said, I cannot leave you anyway. I must pray to the Father. And he is going to send another comforter. He said, I cannot leave you. And this trash that they call comforting, it is not the comfort of Yahweh. It's the spirit of the black folks. It's the spirit of the white folks. Because all of their Holy Ghost is different. It's the Holy Ghost of the Episcopalians. It's the Holy Ghost of the Pentecostals. It's the Holy Ghost of the Apostolics. The Holy Ghost of the Apostolic is different than the Holy Ghost of the Pentecostal. None of them have been led in truth. They're led in rituals and traditions. And things that have been established by the corrupt hearts of men. For they were lustful. They were greedy for filthy lucre. And they loved money. So they established things that would draw attention unto them and their mighty works, that there would be an epitaph for them. What a mighty work, bishop so, bishop this. So it was not ordained by Yahweh. The works that are ordained by Yahweh are the same works that were ordained after Pentecost. He added unto the seemly those such as that were to be saved. He added them to the assembly. Not this trash, what they call this wholesale salvation. It was never that way from the beginning. It's a lie of hell. This is this accursed one. And now he's got all kinds of gods. Every kind of urban god. They got urban gods now. They got urban churches. They got urban whorehouses. They got conservative whorehouses. They got liberal whorehouses. They got homosexual whorehouses. He's not a part of that. He's not a part of that. His righteousness is everlasting. It never changes. And his law is the truth. Take it for what you want. But that's truth. Scripture will bear witness of Scripture. That's what it will do. And we don't take time to see what Scripture says. Because we're lazy. We're shiftless. You love Walmart more than you love Scripture.
something wrong in your mind. You can spend 5 hours out shopping for nothing, and you will never search the scripture to find the pearl. Your heart doesn't desire the pearl, as we were reminded on Wednesday. Something is wrong in your spirit, man. You can spend 4 or 5 hours out there looking for nothing but crickets. And yet you can't spend 2 hours in the truth. Something is drastically wrong down in your soul. You're missing it. You need to get on your faces before Yahweh and cry out. He said, "He abode not in the truth." Is that not what it says? "He abode not in the truth." Psalms 119, 1 verse 142 says, "Thy law is what? The truth." That's what it says, doesn't it? Psalms 119, 142. Does it say that thy law is the truth? Does it say that? Anyone has that verse? What does it say? Thy law what? It says the Shatan abode what? Not in what? In the truth. In the truth. There are no two different truths, Sister Dean. There are no three different truths, Brother Dale. There's only one truth, Deacon Tim. Only one. So he could not come bringing another truth. There was only one truth, saints. There's only one truth. And he says, Shatan abode not in truth. Now that is the spirit of the curse word. Abide not in truth. Abide not in truth. He said, he abode not in truth. Because there is, now, what a statement here. There is what? Said loud, and well, there's what? No truth in him. Now you tell me there's truth in this world today. They reject the laws of Yahweh. They reject the Shabbat. They reject his name. He said here, boy, there is no truth. Do you hear that, saints? He said there is no truth in him. None whatsoever. He did not say there are no truths in him. He said there's no truth in him. There's no law to govern this vile, evil thing. Today, folks love it that way. They don't want nothing to govern them. They don't want to be brought under any authority. They don't want to be led by dignitaries. They don't want the dignitaries or the dignity of Yahweh to lead them. He said he abode not in truth. There's only one truth. The law of Yahweh is truth. So he did not abide in the laws of Yahweh. When a man doesn't abide in the laws of Yahweh, he is of his father. When a man doesn't abide in the laws of Yahweh, he is of his father. And that's what they all teach today. They say, well, that is for the Jews there. That's what they tell you. That's not for the Christians. That's what they say. They don't abide in the truth. If a man teach one to break one of these least commandments and laws, woe unto that man. You don't teach men to break them. If you don't understand things, don't say a thing. Keep your mouth shut. You don't interfere with things you don't understand. You leave them alone. And if your heart is pure and there is a pure desire, a burning desire, Yahweh will bring that knowledge. He will bring that to pass that you may understand all things. He said the truth did not abide in him, and there's no truth in him at all. When he speak a lie, whatever he says is a lie. Whatever he says, when he speak a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. When a man teaches something contrary to the laws of Yahweh, he is a liar. And the truth is not in that man. And when a man walks in that spirit, he is a cursed man. He said, you are of your father, the devil. Is that what Messiah said? Well, I will show you the spirit of the devil. Turn to Bereshit, Genesis. I want to go back to Yokohama, John, but I want to read this. I know what it says. It says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. It says, and Yahweh said unto the serpent. Who is that? Who is the serpent? He said unto who? He said unto the devil, the serpent, Satan, he says, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed. Now, did he change that? Did he change that? He said, thou art cursed above all cattle, of every beast. He said, above every beast of the field, upon the belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. What a statement. All the days of thy life? I need to look into that one for more clarity. He says, and I will put enmity between thee. Listen to this now. I know we read, but we don't read. I want you to understand this. He said, I will put enmity or hatred or friction between thee and the woman, the assembly, the house, the call out. And between thy seed. And he said, I'm going to put that between her seed. All right? Look what he says here now. And it shall, now what? It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Did not say her heel. But he said, thou shalt bruise his heel. Shall bruise the heel of Yahweh, Messiah. He said, thou shalt bruise his heel. Yet there shall be a great friction between you and the woman. Because you are cursed. You are a cursed thing. And if anyone is birthed of that spirit, they are cursed. Everything he touched is a cursed thing. He is an accursed thing. It is the damnation and the destruction of Yahweh that shall fall upon him. And any man that walks under that spirit, the damnation and the destruction of Yahweh is going to fall upon that one. How do we know we're not walking that way? Well, you keep the truth. You obey the truth of Yahweh, and you cannot deny his name. No more you can have another God before Yahweh. You can't deny his name. You can't resist his Shabbat. You can't go and murder my brother. You can't do that. And if you don't walk in all the truth, then you can't walk in some of the truth. That's why I say we have our own God. And we say, well, I like that part, but I don't want this part. Pastor Robert spoke good when he said, we shout, we dance, and all that. That's good. Now, when he began to deal with the very things of our hearts and our spirits, now we need to back away from that. We need to remove ourselves from that. When he showed you how vile you are, and how cursed you are, and the cursed thing that is in your spirit, because you walk after your father, and you don't walk after father your way, you walk after Shaitan. When a man walks after Yahweh, he obeys the truth. And the truth is the law of Yahweh. You are not walking with the Father. You don't love him if you don't obey the truth. You must obey the truth. What's truth? His laws. His commandments is the truth. I know these children of darkness of hell, these men that Satan, that his ministers have transformed themselves. They seem as though that they are ministers of righteousness. He has made himself to be what they call an angel of light. No, they're not going to expose their very father. No more did the Yodim. They did not expose their father. It took Messiah to do that. That's why he said, you are of your father, the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning. He did not keep the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. Why that? Why? Because there was no truth in him. He did not walk in truth. And there is no truth in him. And that is it today. He is a cursed thing. And when one gives themselves over unto that spirit, it's because Yahweh has driven them unto that power. They are cursed. And that is the truth. Their sons, their daughters, their families, they are cursed. I will never forget if Yahweh ever spoke to me that day. He did. He said to me, you look at your brother, look at his children. He said, even their hair is cursed. And they are cursed children. For there was no law of righteousness in them. What a man desires, if he delights himself in Yahweh, he will give that man the very desire. He will impart his desire in the man's heart. Well, what is his desire? Messiah did all things to please the Father. So he had to walk in the law of Yahweh to please Almighty Yahweh. He cannot do something contrary to please the Father. He pleased him. You can't do something contrary to feed him. You got to do what his word commands us to do. You must obey what he says. Nothing else you can do but that. Shalt honorable, not in truth. And you always say you are cursed. You are cursed. It's not just a temporal curse. He is cursed. He's a curse and a cursed thing. He is not blessed of Yahweh. Now whatsoever. You began to walk contrary to the law of Yahweh. You are an accursed thing. You are an accursed thing. When you will not abide in truth. When you say, well, I know it says that, but there's a reasoning. I will reason with myself. You are an accursed thing. I will show you in scripture. I will show you that mind because the scripture talks about that mind. And that is the most diabolical, abominable mind there is. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. That's one of the most diabolical minds there is. That kind of a mind. It's either Yahweh is going to ordain men. He's going to give men after his own heart. They're going to feed us with truth, knowledge, understanding. The laws of Yahweh, his righteous ways. Or he's not going to do it. And that's just it. That's just it. He's either going to do it or he's not going to do it. Verse 45. The truth is not in this child of hell. It says, Messiah said, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Because I tell you the truth, are we not that way? Man of Yahweh tells us the truth. We don't believe it. We try to find some reason. We will go to others. We will try to find someone that will kind of relate to us in our own ways. It's not that way. Messiah did not try to relate to them according to their fathers or their father. That's why they boasted. Come on, we're not children of fornication. We haven't gone up with strange gods and all kinds of things, and yet they had. Is it because I tell you the truth, you don't even believe me? Why, because you are of your father. He abode not in truth, and there was no truth in him. It's one thing that truth doesn't witness to truth. The words that you always spoke unto Messiah, he was the truth of the Father, and the words witnessed to what things that he did. That's why he didn't do anything outside the will of the Father. I'm not confused at all today, saints. I don't care what I taught 10 years ago, 25 years ago. I know what he has put in my heart today, and it is of the Father. Because it is one thing that the flesh resists those profound truths of Almighty God. No, it's not some strange truth. It is the truth. We have been shaped and called, our minds have been shaped and dictated to by what doctrines that man has established. It has not been by the laws of Yahweh. And now he brings us into this time of readiness that we may prepare ourselves to see him, that we may know that there's a kingdom of government that we're going to walk under and in the eternal kingdom of Yahweh. And once we go into that kingdom, that must be a law. His law will never change. I will show you that. Let me get to that, all right? Verse 47, I want to drop down. Skip verse 46. Messiah said, he who is of Yahweh. Now that's what he says. He who is of Yahweh hears Yahweh's words. What else it says there? Read it so I can hear. Ye what? Ye therefore what? Hear or do not hear? Hear not why? Because what? Because what? That's why they can't hear. They're not of the Father. That's why they can't hear his laws. That's why they can't hear his truth. Well, I am of God. I believe it. I have no compunction with that. No whatsoever. I won't fight you against that, but you're not of Yahweh. He said you can't hear what? You can't hear the laws, and you can't hear the prophets. Why? Because you're not of Yahweh. You're not being led by the Spirit. Shaltan cannot hear that, because there's no truth in him, and he abides not in truth. That's the truth, saints. Somewhere there must be a man of integrity. There must be men that will stand for the integrity of Yahweh. Has to be. He said, ye cannot hear, ye are not of Yahweh, because you can't hear the words of Yahweh. You can't hear what I say because you can't hear the Father. And the reason you can't hear the Father, because you are not of him. It's either that is the truth, or it's a lie. It's either that this whole world is of Yahweh, or it's not. When a man is of Yahweh, we hear the laws and the prophets. When you can't hear that, you are not of the Father. The world can hear your Christmas carols and your Christmas stories, your Easter pies and your Thanksgiving turkey and ham, but they cannot hear the truth. They cannot hear the law. They will not hear the prophets. What an ignorant generation to say that what Messiah came to witness, it was not already written. He declared it was already written. He cannot come and witness to something that was mythical, had not been written. He came to witness of everything that was witnessed. He did not come and bring a witness of things that had not been written down. Not only have they been written down, but Yahweh had written them in the hearts of men, in their minds, in their conscience. And this ignorant generation say, well, that's not so. Lies. His laws are the truth. You tell me that Yahweh doesn't know how to govern? His laws are the truth. What the prophet says, what they said, witness to his laws. They did not speak anything against his laws. And all these men today, they will not talk about these things. Why? Because this is an ungovernable generation. They don't want anything to govern them or their ways or their lives. They want to be ungoverned. Oh, your sons and daughters are full of hell. And seeing your mamas, your daddies, they're wicked. They're children of darkness. Why? Because they can't stand truth. They want to abide in truth. They're their father, the devil. They don't want the laws of Yahweh. They don't want to know his name. They hear his name, they reject his name. Why? Because they cannot hear Yahweh. They're not of him. You can hear Yahweh, you're not of his. You're not his. You're of your father, the devil. There's a distinct demarcation there between Yahweh and the devil. Those that are of Yahweh, they hear his truth. What is the truth then? We go back to the truth. What is the truth? Well, Messiah was the truth. Well, what did he say? Seek not that I've come to destroy the laws or the prophets, but I came to what? To fulfill them. That is the truth of Yahweh. He cannot destroy the thing that he came to fulfill. That's why men can't hear it today. They're not of Yahweh. They're not of him. Oh, they got their religious looks. Those of y'all them look all right before Messiah. He said, you of your father, the devil. That's who you are. You didn't want to kill me. Don't they kill him today? Don't they kill the lost today? Well, that's not important. You don't need that. You need it. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Every word that proceedeth. What words were he talking about? Please tell me. When he made that statement a short time, was there any epistle written? Was there a letter to the Coronites? The Ephesians? Had any of those been written when Messiah had the confrontation with Satan? Had any of those been written? Had Revelation been written? He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded. Out of the mouth of who? Of his father, of Yahweh. Not out of the mouth, but out of the mouth of Yahweh. He said to Shotan, it is written. He did not say it was said, but he said it's written. And Shotan quoted Psalms unto him. If you dash your foot, he will give his melachims, charge over thee, to bear you up. He knew that. Shotan did not come out with some mythical thing. He quoted scripture. Did he not quote what was written? Did he not quote what was written? That's why he said, I'll write the laws in your heart, in your minds, that you won't go astray from it. It will be a spiritual life to you. You can't hear me because you're not of the Father. Because you're not of Yahweh. You're not of his seed. You're of Satan. Now he is a cursed thing, isn't he? That's what he said. He said, you are cursed. And he said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed. When Yahweh curse a thing, whom Yahweh has blessed, can any man curse that? Can any man curse it? Whom he has cursed, can any man bless that? That's what Balaam thought too. He was a foolish prophet. These are the curse of every one that Yahweh say bless. So Yahweh say thou art cursed. No blessing coming in there. You're cursed. And that's one thing I know, that he has seed today. He has seed in the earth because he told them, you are of him. Why? Because the will of your father will you do. You will abide in truth. You will walk in truth. But a man is not walking in truth, and we resist truth, it's because he's walking and pursuing after his father. Son being like his father. Now scripture says in Revelation chapter 22. Revelation chapter 22, I would have begun reading at verse 1. Yokohana said, and he showed me, look at this, listen saints, he said, and he showed me a pure river of water, pure river of water of life. It was clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of, it says, Yahweh and of the Lamb. He said, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there a tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yield her fruit every moon or every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Verse 3. I want you to hear this, saints. It says in verse 3, and there shall be no more curse. Not. But the throne of Yahweh and of the Lamb shall be in it. No curse. No cursed thing now. There shall be no more curse now. This is the kingdom. And his servants, that's what it says, right? His servants shall do what? Serve him. The verse 4. Do you believe that? They shall see his face. And what? And his name shall be in their foreheads. You see, this is the cursed nation. They got the abominable names of their gods in their foreheads. That's what their minds are given over unto. That's why we must begin to find ourselves or get to that place where we're in those heavenly places with him. Where we're walking in what they call the kingdom blessings. They don't know the kingdom blessings. And the kingdom blessing, there's no curses there. No curse at all. No cursed thing is going into the kingdom. No wrath of Yahweh shall be in the kingdom. Why? Because all those that are his, that are born of his spirit, they have his name written in their forehead. As Yohanan said, I saw him. He said, I saw the Lamb standing on Mount Zion with 144,000. And they all have in his Father's name written in their forehead. Now that's what scripture says there. That is what scripture says. They're his because his name is in their hearts and in their minds. They're his because their laws are in their minds and in their hearts, saints. He said his father's, his name. It says that. His name shall be in their forehead. Can I ask you one question? Those that receive the name or the mark of the beast, shall it not be written in their foreheads or in their hand? Are they cursed? Can they get saved? No, they cannot. And he has already established the mark in the minds of this generation. The mark, since when a man began to deny the laws of Yahweh, he is an anti-Yahweh. Yes, he's against Yahweh. He said, doesn't take that. Isn't that something? This is only meant for the Yordians, the Jews. They say that he meant that for them. You've heard that doctrine. That's for them. Well, then who is this one for then? Of that. Can they do that then? If that's just for them, that's not for me then. Then the rest are not for me either. That's his power to govern, saints. Yahweh must govern. You tell me your mind, you can't just let that thing roam and do what he wants to do. There must be a law to govern your mind. There must be statutes and limitations that you allow your mind to go no farther. You can't do it, saints. When a man receives the mark of Satan in his forehead, his mind will go into any realm. He'll do anything. He can't abide in the truth because it is the truth of the law that keeps him from going beyond that boundary. It said no trespassing, so the truth of the law says you can't go beyond that, and the man doesn't go beyond that. When a man doesn't possess that truth in his mind, that truth, he goes beyond that boundary. He goes beyond that law. It's better for a man to be quiet. Not to say a thing. And then you always will reveal unto him. That's our problem. We're quick to speak instead of being quick to hear and slow to speak. We're a generation that is ready to retort and to express our opinion that means nothing at all.